Good morning. Double and toe.
Randala.
Good morning. Shibuato.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning, Shibuato. Good morning.
Good morning. Shibuato. We will begin with Olishem Yehud.
Has joined.
The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kononei. Today we will be studying the first Aliyah of the Parasha Vayigash. The first Aliyah consists of 13 verses, starting with chapter 44, verse 18, and completing with verse 30. The 13 verses, the number 13, connects us to unification and unity. And we see that somewhat typically. Not every first Aliyah, but many have 13 verses. Verse 18. Vayigash elav Yehuda vayomer bi Adoni yedaber na avdecha Tavar be'asne Adoni ve'al yaychar apa be'al decha ki kamocha keparo Adoni sha'al et avadav lemor ha'esh lachem avo ach Wanomer el Adoni ish yesh lanu av zaken ve'yeled zekunim katan ve'achiv met vayivater ulevado le'imo Vatomer el avadecha horiduhu elai v'asiha eini alav v'nomer el adoni lo yukal hana'ar la'azov et aviv v'azav et aviv v'amet v'atomer el avadecha im lo yerid achichem hakatom itkem lo tosifun lirot panai vayehi ki alinu el avdecha avi wanaged lo et divrei adoni vayomer avinu shuvu shivru lanu me'at okel v'nomer lo nukal laredet im yesh achinu hakaton itanu v'yaradnu Shri Ahinu, Akatone Nanu, Itanu, Vayomer Avdecha, Avielenu, Atem Yidatem, Ishneim, Yaldali Ishtai, Vayetze Haechat, Meiti, Vayomer, Achtarof, Torah, Velo, Reiti, Vadena, Ukachtem, Lametze, Meim, Panai, Wikarahu, Ason, Vihoratem, Et Sevati Bira Sheola Viata Kivoi El Avdecha Aviva Na'ar Enenu Itanun V'Nafsho Keshura B'Nafsho. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. We'll now begin our study of the English translation. Starting with verse 18. Then Judah approached him and said, "Please, my lord, let now your servant speak something into my lord's ears. And let not your wrath be kindled against your servant, for you are like Pharaoh." My lord asked his servants, saying, "Have you a father or a brother?" And we said to my lord, "We have an old father and a young child of his old age. And his brother is dead, and he is left alone of his mother, and his father loves him." And you said to your servants, "Bring him down to me, and I will set my eyes upon him." And we said to my lord, "The boy cannot leave his father, for if he leaves his father, he will die." And you said to your servants, "If your youngest brother does not come down with you, you will not see my face again." And it came to pass when we went up to your servant, my father, and we told him the words of my lord, that our father said, "Go back, buy us a little food." But we said, "We cannot go down. Only if our youngest brother is with us will we go down. For we cannot see the man's face if our youngest brother is not with us." And your servant, my father, said to us, "You know that my wife bore me two children. The one went away from me, and I said, 'He has surely been torn to pieces.' And I have not seen him since. Now if you take this one too away from me, and misfortune befalls him, you will bring down my hoary head in misery to the grave." I've read this word hoary so many times, I really don't understand its meaning. Verse 30. "And now when I come to your servant, my father, and the boy is not with us, since his soul is attached to his soul," meaning the boy's soul, that's the end of the English translation. We know the story, but the words don't really help us understand what's going on with the actual actions, but the words that are being attributed to Judah as he approaches Joseph, and all of these statements are describing that incident. These words are very clear, and yet they raise questions about why they're being chosen. what are they really, what's really going on here? Obviously, Yehuda is being cautious in his approach to Yosef. This is a powerful man. He doesn't know how really to approach him. And what he's being told just cannot allow to stand. But if he cannot change Joseph's mind or his impression of what Joseph is, if he can't change that decree, then lots of chaotic things are going to happen. But there's something that we don't really relate to, I think, in our generation. We all venerate our parents, our mothers and our fathers, our grandfathers, our grandmothers. Some have very close relationships with those people. Others have less close relationships. But we all know to respect them. But would we risk our lives to protect our parents? Yet this is what we're being told. Yehuda has a problem in the sense that he promised Jacob that he would return with Benjamin. But the other brothers are not stepping in to say, no, that's not what we mean. They are supporting their brother Yehuda. He represents the king of the children, the leader of the children. So we can understand why they support him. Would they risk their own lives? We don't know, but it's implied that they would. Family is important. But where is the point that the family obligations, the family relationships fall short of our self-influence, our self-oriented behavior? Does anyone have any questions? So we are going to begin to study something called Perek Shira. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom, the Unique Astrological Times link. And it's near the bottom of the Unique Astrological Times. So that landing page is below the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. And when you scroll down close to the bottom, you will see something called Perek Shira. Perek Shira is a midrash that has been elevated. It's not a Mishnah, but it's more than a midrash. It's been around for 2,000 years, approximately, maybe even longer, maybe 3,000 years. It is the author is unknown. And yet, we are so distant from animals and the natural world in our technological cities that we need this Midrash to help us connect to the essence of animals. Because when the Torah gives the name of an animal, The Torah is telling us these are attributes. And if we don't know those attributes, we don't feel the full impact of what the Torah is telling us. We don't understand its impact. And that's why I think it's important to study the Perek Shirah. This is a verse from Job. He teaches us from the animals of the land and from the birds of the heavens. He makes us wise. That verse alone, if we take it to heart, makes us understand that if the Torah was not given, and other people, the sages have said it, actually the next verse I will read from the Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan said, had the Torah not been given, we would have learned modesty from the cat, the prohibition of theft from the ants, the prohibition of forbidden relationships from the doe, and the proper method of conjugal relations from fowl. This is the true purpose of Perek Shirah, to give us insight into various relationships and
has joined
associated with each animal, and more than just animals, even things that we think of differently, the things like rocks, grass, plants, their astrological items. They're all in this midrash, and each verse really takes big amount of study for each one. Perek Shirah literally means a chapter of song. Is an ancient and mysterious text of unknown authorship. Although some commentaries attribute it to King David, it takes the form of a list of 84 elements of the natural world. Why the number 84? 84 is 42 times 2. You know what 42 relates to, the 42-letter name of God used in creation. Why is it 2? Why isn't it 3? It's 2 to represent direct light and returning light. Those are terms the Kabbalah uses. What it means is metaphysical energy flowing down is direct light. Metaphysical energy flowing back is returning light. What is returning light? It's when you stop your reactions, you are thrusting that direct light back up. And what happens, it takes, in a process, it takes a structure of 10 sephirot. So if you start with the Keter and do not arrive at the Malchut, the structure of direct light only has 9 sephirot. But if I thrust it back, which is what binding by striking means, when I thrust it back, I send it all the way back to the Keter where I started. And essentially, I now have created 9 structures of 10 sephirot each, which this is the structure that allows that direct light to come into the physical world and become the number 91. And the number 91 is the unity of the spiritual with the physical. I'm continuing to read. Including the elements of the sky and of the earth, plants, birds, animals, insects, attaching a verse from the Bible to each. The concept behind Parikshira is that everything in the natural world teaches us a lesson in philosophy or ethics, and the verse gives a clue as to what that lesson is. But it's actually more than that, because we know from the study of Kabbalah, the Torah isn't philosophy or ethics. The Torah is energy. And by connecting an animal to the verse, it's relating the energy of that animal to the energy of the verse. Just as I do, as I've been taught to do, when we analyze the name of the year to find out what is the essence of the year. Thus, for example, Parikshira states that the lion is saying, God shall go out as a mighty man. He shall arouse zeal. He shall cry, even roar. He shall prevail over his enemies. The lion teaches us of the importance of might and power. This does not mean physical strength. True power is power over oneself. All big cats are aggressive predators and therefore cannot get along even with each other. It is only the lion that is able to somehow control its aggression and live in groups. The lion teaches us of the greatest power, that of self-control. The result of these messages is the song of the natural world, the tapestry of lessons for life that the natural world is telling us. We're now moving to page 2, but I'm not ready to go to page 2. We need to understand what the Midrash will tell us in time, that every entity, a rock, a grass, a blade of grass, an animal, every human is constantly singing praises to Hashem. We don't hear them because we're not listening. We don't hear them because it's part of our psychic abilities that have atrophied. There are those who do hear it. And it is it's not done in harmony. It's done in cacophony, in conflict. But it's not truly in cacophony, because the harmony is the diversity, the recognition that each is singing what is right for them to sing. I hope you will learn that as part of this study. What is the right thing for you to sing? The human being changes from one moment to the next. The human being changes its song from one moment to the next. If we only understood that it's a choice what verse we are singing at each moment, that we can find the pathway to unity. Page 2, introductory text, which is Hakdamah in the Hebrew side. So I'm going to read it paragraph by paragraph. First the Hebrew, which is on the right, and then the English on the left. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Kol HaOsek B'Perek Shira Ba'Olam Hazeh Zokevi Omra Le'Olam Haba She'Ne'emar Az Yashir Moshe Shar Lo Ne'emar Ela Yashir Le'Olam Haba. Rabbi Eleazar said, anyone who involves himself with Perek Shira in this world merits saying it in the world that is coming. As it says, then Moshe will sing. It does not say sang, but will sing in the world that is coming. If you are familiar with the Shirat Yam Suf, the song of the Yam Suf, you realize that the literal translation of Yam Suf is a sea of end, and that the splitting of the Yam Suf, in addition to the physical effect of splitting the sea, is also breaking the limitations that each human being has created in their own life. To do that, you have to recognize what limitations you have created. And we've discussed that the limitations come from various sources. One source is your parents. One source is your community. One source is your society. And one source is your worldview that you have adopted. Perek Shira is telling us that if we become involved with these verses on one level or an intimate level, then we will sing them or say them in the world that is coming. We say the Shirat Yam Suf every day, not weekdays only, not Shabbat only, every day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, year in and year out. Why? Why did the sages do that to us? Why did they ask us to do that? The answer needs to be contemplated by you. And if I ever receive a question to explain it, I will do so. But you need to contemplate it. Why did the sages say, tell us to do certain things day in and day out? The second paragraph, you'll notice that the paragraphs are not numbered. So I'm going to identify them as we go through it. We are in the Hakdamah, the introduction. This is paragraph 2. We amar Rabbi Kohosek Peperek Shira Ba'olam Hazeh Meidani Alav Shehu Ben Olam Haba Venitzo Mietzer Hara Umidin Kashe Umisatan Hamashkit Umikomine Mazikin Umehevlo Shelma. himself with Parakshiora in this world, I testify that he is destined for the world that is coming, and he is saved from the evil inclination and from harsh judgment and from the destroying Satan and from all types of enemies and from the birth pangs of Mashiach and from the judgment of Gehinnom. And he merits to learn and to teach, to observe and to fulfill, and to perform the Torah. And his studies are established in him, and his days are lengthened, and he merits life in the world that is coming. Is this worthwhile? Are these promises worthwhile? My answer to you is yes, they are. It is recommended that Parakshira be read or sung by each individual. Some say daily, some say weekly. I'll leave that up to each of you how you want to do it. But the study we will do will be slow because, as you see, we only did two paragraphs in a one-page introduction. How much can we do? But I would hope that in time, as we look at each individual paragraph, that you all will take some time to contemplate what I might say and what you want to say, and you'll add to this discussion. It should be interactive between us, not just me lecturing, not in this subject, not in this midrash. We are out of time. Does anyone have any questions? Shavua Tov, we have two more classes today. One is at 10:30. And that class will be continuing our 10 luminous emanations that we broke off a while ago. And our 3 o'clock class will be a study of Psalm 92. Shavua Tov, Shalom Gadol. I hope you all have a beautiful week. Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.